That's terrible.
And that finger right now is tender. That never did grow back enough skin on it.
Yeah.
But that's what brought it on.
How long ago was that?
Oh, that's been 30 years ago.
Yeah, it's been a while.
No, they carried me in an ambulance. I was laying there on my back looking at my hands.
Huh. Well, did they get you in the ambulance, like, right away, or was it a couple of days later?
No, right then. Mama called the doctor. See, I was dying. Yeah, run out there. I mean, call the ambulance, and they shot out there and picked me up and carried me up to the hospital.
Mm.
Just a few minutes, I'd have been, see, I was choking to death. My throat is swelling, my tongue is swelling together. I'd lick a cube of washcloth and I'd vomit, see.
Mm.
I couldn't, a piece of ice, I'd vomit.
Awesome, dropping the log on your finger?
Mm-hmm.
That's terrible.
Yeah, I had a fever, went down, I'm at about 110.
Oh,
that fever could have killed me, right?
Yeah, I could have.
Of course, I was in perfect health. But, gee, you're talking about my throat. See, your tongue gets as big, it just chokes you to death. In the sky, it changed colors, and I couldn't hardly hear nothing. All my senses was going away.
Hmm.
Just fading away.
Mm-hmm. I guess that makes sense.
Yeah, you die. I imagine when you die, you just ready to, everything ceases.
That's the scariest thing about your tongue swelling up.
Yeah,
I've never had that happen.
When you dehydrate, that's where you go.
Huh.
No.
I've heard of that happening to people, you know, like when they get a wasp thing or something like that. You know, wasp things in the
neck. Oh, it's been several days since I hurt my hand. I thought you'd all right.
Uh-huh.
That red streak started, you know, went on up to my, it's way up here.
Oh.
They say if it reaches your heart, it kills you then.
I've heard that if you see a red streak coming up your arm, that it's already an emergency.
But you talking about a headache? My head was hurting. You know, when I was in that misery, you know, you're just sick as a mule. You're just sick as a, that poison is so bad.
Yeah. Ooh, I've never had that happen. I don't want it to happen either.
No, they took the place of feeding me in one arm, they fed me in both of them at the same time. You know, that's usually just use one arm.
Yeah.
Glucose. And they fed me about 3 days. I said, don't take it out because I don't want to eat. I didn't even lose a pound of weight.
Huh.
I weighed when I went in, weighed to come out, weighed the same. It looked like she had a heart attack. But I didn't eat it.
Huh.
They
well.
Say some people gain in the hospital and never eat.
Oh, is that right?
I've read that.
Why?
They don't know.
That's very strange.
That's a lot of things we don't understand.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
But, you know, that glucose, I was just happy as a lark because I didn't get hungry and I had all the moisture. See, it's life-giving stuff.
Yeah, I've heard that. You know, the only thing like that I've ever done was one time I had my hand in the door, you know, in the door facing, holding like this, and I was at the back door, and the wind, the storm was coming up, and the wind blew the front door open and blew the back door closed like this on my hand. And it was closed tight enough you could have locked the door. And it, of course, I hollered and kicked the door, and it flew back open. But my hand swelled up, you know, it was just, was huge. It was,
didn't it break bone, did it?
No. I don't understand why it didn't, but it didn't.
We could go on and go on. I fell out of a tree 30 feet, turned a complete flip. Didn't break a bone except broke my back.
Oh.
And I lived, and I was paralyzed for a while.
Oh, really?
God, well, does a lot of things.
How old were you when that happened?
I was exactly 20 years old.
Oh, that you were lucky if you were paralyzed for a while, and then what part of you was paralyzed?
My waist down.
Oh, that's terrible.
My twin sister drug me around out in the field, and I said I can't be paralyzed to myself, you know, and I was just dragging my feet like a rag behind me, and I said, when I said that, I put everything I could in my legs, and I could move them a little bit.
Yeah.
And I said, keep going, and they drug me around a little further, and I said, stop, let me see if I can put my feet under me, see, I didn't weigh very much then, I was real skinny, and so I could put a little weight on them. I said, keep going. And I did my feet like that and just dangled them, you know. I could do that. And I said, keep going. I said, stop and let me see if I can stand up by myself. And of course, I was in such pain. I was back and all of it. And I could stand by myself, but I was all drawn over like that, see.
Mm.
And I kept grunting and raising myself up.
Mm-hmm.
And I got in about an hour, I drove the car.